Milwaukee labor unions hold a parade every Labor Day, but this year the Milwaukee County Labor Council has agreed to hook up with perhaps thousands of immigrant Latinos who plan to march from Milwaukee's south side to the city's downtown. With a theme of working in solidarity, the Latinos and union members will then walk together to an annual labor festival on Milwaukee's lakefront. Christine Newman-Ortiz is coordinating the Latino effort for the group Voces de la Frontera. She says non-union immigrant workers and labor's rank and file have much in common.
And that's been a basic principle for working class people, that, you know, an injury to one is an injury to all, and if you're going to hold down one group of people, that brings it down for everybody. And so the only way, you know, if you organize collectively, you're raising the standard for everyone. And that's how we got here, and that's what the future.
Some labor groups like the Service Employees International Union, or Unite Here, are trying to organize more workplaces that have large numbers of minority workers. Newman Ortiz says she realizes some Spanish-speaking immigrants don't feel comfortable with unions.
You know, if you're going to organize immigrant workers, then, you know, you need to have bilingual staff on your union that is going to be able to, you know, to communicate with your members, all of your members, so that they can be fully represented, and that you're going to have union membership meetings that are bilingual so that people will have a voice and a vote in the decisions, because otherwise people are going to feel cheated.
Newman Ortiz also acknowledges that some unions worry that large numbers of immigrant workers bring down wages. She hopes the joint march in Milwaukee and a smaller gathering planned for Racine will give the two sides a better chance to talk, and perhaps energize support for an immigration bill passed by the U.S. Senate but now stalled in Congress. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.